The Music Emporium, Tuesday night, 7 to 9, right here on Radio Catskill.
All right, it's Friday night, just about 10 o'clock. That means it's time for another episode of The Deep End, and you are tuned to The Deep End right here on Radio Catskill. I want to thank everyone who donated to not only the show, the station in general. Maybe you donated during the show, not that you donated to the show, but anyone who donated to the station, thank you so much for helping us do what we do each and every week. And lots of different people come on in or send in some tapes, and we all do some different things. What public radio is all about, all kinds of different things. You got your talk shows, your news shows, your music shows. That's what this is, although I'm talking a lot right now. And last week, I did about an hour of some Dickie Betts stuff from the 70s, paying tribute to the late Dickie Betts, guitar player, co-founder of the Allman Brothers, sometimes singer who passed away this last week at the age of 80. And did a lot of his 70s stuff from the first couple albums and the Live at Fillmore East. And the 80s, the Allmans didn't do a whole lot, and they had a hiatus. Greg got in a little legal trouble, band broke up, got back together. 89-90, a box set came out, and Dreams is the name of the box set. And the band got back together. They were touring separately as the Greg Allman Band and the Dickie Betts Band, and they played set together. And then around 1990 or so, they brought in Warren Haynes to kind of play the Dwayne role and let Dickie go back to playing the Dickie role as opposed to the Dickie and the Dwayne role, which, you know, sometimes you have to have that slide guitar in there to just do. And the Allmans really took off once again in the 90s, put out three really solid albums, Seven Turns and Shades of Two Worlds, and then the third one, Back Where It All Begins. And we're going to hear a bunch of live stuff from the Back Where It All Begins tour, some on an album called Live First Set, or An Evening With First Set, some on An Evening With Second Set, and then they did a bunch of stuff that came out way later but recorded around the same time from the Beacon Theater. So once again, if you're just tuning in, paying tribute to Dickie Betts, who passed away last week at 80, and I do a full-on two-hour tribute tonight. I wanted to do that last week, but it was in the middle, pretty much had the show done when I got the news. So I did an hour last week, 2 hours this week, a proper tribute for Dickie Betts, and his style was his own, and if you heard Dickie Betts, you knew Dickie Betts. And I want to say hi to all the great friends that I saw the Allmans and Dickie Betts with throughout the years. Probably saw those guys more than any band. Maybe Government Mule I saw a few more times, Derek Trucks Band, but you get the idea. A lot of good memories from the Allman Brothers and Dickie, even though a bunch of the shows were without Dickie, because he was unceremoniously fired relieved of his duties. They didn't always get along in around 2000 or so, but still a lot of great memories, a lot of good times, and going to kick it off. Actually, in the background, I cut out my usual, you know, my Catskill Coyote homage of Kitaro or the Pink Floyd intro for an instrumental from Dickie Betts that doesn't get much play at all called True Gravity from the Seven Turns album. And it's a good instrumental. There's better ones. I figured I'd use it as the intro. Going to go into Revival. We're going to hear Southbound and more. And I'll let this play out for another minute, too. Why not? You're tuned to The Deep End on Radio Catskill, paying tribute to Dickie Betts, guitar player, singer, songwriter, co-founder of the Allman Brothers, who passed away last week at 80. And didn't really write anything on the first album. He did a couple tunes on the second album called Idle Wild South. He did some stuff on Elizabeth Reed is on that. Elizabeth Reed's on the Live at Fillmore East. And then he did Blue Sky for Rita Peach. Ramblin' Man, of course, and there's a couple more in there. I didn't get to play everything in the last two nights, the last two episodes that he wrote, but pretty much everything that he did write, you're hearing. And anyway, I've talked a lot. Dickie Betts, Allman Brothers tribute. If you're tuned to The Deep End on Radio Catskill. Thank you.
Thank you. We got a long time to go this evening, so. So if you don't hear what you want to hear, that's tough, right? Here's an old song called Blue Sky.
Walk along the road.
Scrags out in parts unknown. That's the Almonds with Blue Sky. Paying tribute to Dickie Betts. Kicked it off with the instrumental True Gravity. And I said earlier, there's better ones. I meant better Dickie Betts instrumentals. So a par Dickie Betts instrumental is still outstanding. But Dickie's got some better ones. So I just want to clear that one up. Wasn't knocking True Gravity. Kind of dig it. Went into Revival. We also heard Southbound, Blue Sky, all off of the album. Live an evening with first set. True Gravity was the studio cut from Seven Turns. Sticking with that first set live album, this one's called Nobody Knows. Greg Allman sang it, but it's a Dickie Betts tune.
We're going to do a song from my Seven Turns album, and this is called Seven Turns. We're doing a lot of things here for y'all tonight that we've never even dreamed of, of playing this way, but I know it's going to be fun. I'm not, no guarantees on how it sounds, but I know it's fun. Feels good. This is, us a tune called Elizabeth Reed. One, two, one. Thank you.
From an evening with second set, it's the Allman Brothers acoustic style doing Dickie Betz's In Memory of Elizabeth Reed, paying tribute to the late Dickie Betz, who passed away last week at the age of 80. This set, we kicked it off with Nobody Knows, Greg Allman singing, but definitely a Dickie Betz written song. And that went into Seven Turns live at the Beacon. And then wrapping up here with the acoustic version of In Memory of Elizabeth Reed. I almost messed that one up. We got a whole other hour to go. Going to do a couple from Dickie's various soul albums. One from Highway Call, where he's billed as Richard Betz. We got some Dickie Betz and Great Southern and some Allman Brothers. Going to do another long instrumental in there called High Falls from the last album that Dickie was a part of with the Allman Brothers called Peeking at the Beacon. And it's pretty much the album that got him fired from the band. Some of the performances are a little uneven, but High Falls is pretty good. Going to kick it off. Billed as Richard Betz. The album's Highway Call. The track is Highway Call. You're tuned to The Deep End on Radio Catskill, paying tribute to the late Dickie Betz.
Support comes from Jeff Bank, Sullivan County's community bank, celebrating 110 years of service this year, offering deposit and loan products for all your banking needs. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. National Mortgage Licensing System and Registry Identification Number 405318. Jeff Bank, still banking strong. And support comes from listeners like you who donate at wjffradio.org.
Bradley Cooper, welcome to Fresh Air.
Tina Fey, welcome back.
Brian Cranston, welcome.
Sarah Silverman,
Karl Rove,
Hillary Clinton,
Stephen Sondheim,
Robert Redford,
Lena Dunham, welcome to Fresh Air.
Welcome to Fresh Air.
Listen to Fresh Air Monday through Thursday at 2 on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, W233AH Monticello.
A little child on my knee.
keeping me rolling on. You keep me rolling on. Here's a song we wrote especially for you. No kidding. It's called Back Where It All Began. Now that tavern spirit's got me.
you're tuned to the Deep End Radio Catskill and paying tribute to the late Dickie Betts, doing a full two-hour tribute tonight. Kick the set off with the track Highway Call from the album Highway Call, Richard Betts. Dickie Betts in Great Southern with Run Gypsy Run. And from second set, Live an Evening With, we heard Back Where It All Begins. And those 90s albums, really strong, featuring Alan Woody on the thundering bass, Warren Haynes on the electric lead guitar, Mark Quinones on the percussion, some new blood in the band to go along with Dickie and Greg and J-Mo and Butch. And we're listening to High Falls now, a really long instrumental from Peaking to the Beacon. And at that time, between that tour and some other issues, personality clashes, Dickie not always the best with the alcohol, things didn't go so well. So after that album came out, right before the next tour, they asked him to go to rehab. He refused. They sent him a fax, and Dickie Betts is no longer a member of the Allman Brothers Band. And they carried on for a long time without him and did some really outstanding stuff that obviously we're not featuring tonight because we're paying tribute to Dickie Betts. But I just wanted to sneak an Alan Woody reference in there. Great bass player who's not playing on this track, on High Falls. This particular lineup had Derek Trucks and Dickie Betts on the guitar. Warren Haynes and Alan Woody left to focus on Government Mule full-time. In the bass chair, Oteil Burbridge. And the rest of the band pretty much the same as I described earlier. Anyway, we're listening to High Falls at the Beacon. We've got Dickie Betts and Great Southern. I'm going to close out with one for Theodore out on the Delmarva. You're tuned to the Deep End, paying tribute to Dickie Betts, Radio Catskill.
I don't want to bring us down here, but I do, out of respect, I need to mention to you, for those that don't know it, we had a little bit of tough luck this winter. Our old friend from 40 years ago and our guitar tech and founder of Grinder Switch Band, Joe Dan, was killed this winter. And so we are going to do these shows especially for Joe Dan and his remembrance. So, he was a good man. We're going to miss him. Thank you. Yeah, y'all a great bunch. Woo, thank y'all so much. Anytime you'd like to sing along, just feel free if you know the words, if not, just hum.
set off, Dickie Betts tribute. We heard High Falls from Peeking at the Beacon. Bougainvillea, or Bougainvillea. I messed that up all the time. Bougainvillea. There you go. From Dickie Betts and Great Southern self-titled album, and closing it off with the classic, No One to Run With. I'm out of time, paying tribute to Dickie Betts. You've been tuned to The Deep End on Radio Catskill.
Deep End is a Jeff Loeffler production.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from The Furniture Restore, located on Main Street in Jeffersonville, specializing in antique and vintage furniture, rugs, art, and lighting, because buying well-made and pre-owned is a better choice for the planet. Winter hours online at therestorejville.com. And from The River Reporter, the community newspaper serving four counties along the Delaware River in Pennsylvania and New York, riverreporter.com, and from listeners like you.